Talks, sponsored by Lexus of Las Vegas and Lexus of Henderson.
Welcome back. Today is National Quitters Day. That means it marks the time when many of us start to lose our enthusiasm for our New Year's resolutions. Local financial professional Brad Zucker with SMA Wealth Management joins us with tips to make it past Quitter's Day and actually achieve those money goals. Brad, good morning. If you could tell us, why do we make and then break those New Year resolutions?
Well, it should come as no surprise to us that less than 10% of people that even set New Year's resolutions only stick with them for a few months. And it's difficult to break free from those old habits or the familiar and comfortable surroundings during the pandemic. So to get in the game, your heart has to be in it. I mean, what good is getting a brand new Peloton for Christmas if we don't use it? So setting physical and financial goals takes effort, discipline, and willpower.
That is for sure. Any advice on how we can get back on track if we may have gotten away from some of that discipline?
Well, we see three basic steps getting back on track. First, reframe your resolutions by getting specific. Simply saying, I want to save more money or pay off debt or retire one day isn't specific enough. We ask, what date do you want to retire? How much income will you need? And what resources are going to replace your paycheck? So whether you're saving for retirement or for a family trip or a car, your goals need to be specific and attainable. Next, you need to create a written plan to reach your goals. Detail what actions are required to reach your goals and break those actions into smaller steps and adjust your plan along the way. And this makes your goals much more manageable and attainable. And if you don't have a goal setting worksheet, steal the one right off my website at askbradzucker.com to get started. Finally, make reaching your money goals as convenient as possible through automation. So whether you're saving for a down payment on a home, emergency funds, or retirement, set up automatic transfers into your savings directly from your paycheck. You could do automatic transfers from your checking account directly into IRAs, college savings plans, and health savings accounts. And most employers allow you to split your paycheck into multiple accounts. I recommend 10 to 15% of that paycheck automatically going into a 401k or IRA.
Okay. And any advice on what we should do if we start to become discouraged in reaching some of those goals?
Yeah, it's very simple to fall off track. So be laser focused, stay persistent, and remember that goals take time to accomplish. And don't let the negative comments or bad habits get in the way. If you find yourself falling back, take a deep breath, give yourself a break, and get back on track. Remember that it's all about staying towards your plan. Finally, if you're having a rocky start this year from the 2020 blues regarding your finances, ask for help. Sit with a friend, a partner, or a spouse and have them hold you accountable to your goals. Check in with them on a regular basis and review your progress and any of the challenges. And if you still need more financial professional help, sit with an advisor. We ask our clients through wealth management the right questions to outline their goals and a path to achieve them.
All right, great advice for staying on track in the year of 2021. We'll make it a good one. Thanks for your advice, Brad. And we'll be right back after this.